When I wake up, most mornings, I immediately seek out my first fix of the day, a dose of caffeine, usually in the form of coffee. Like any drug user, I'm ritualistic when it comes to delivery methods. In my case, I like my beans to be freshly ground and I brew them with pressure and full immersion to make an Americano cut with heavy whipping cream, a comfort food that no doubt stimulates the production of soothing hormones. Sometimes, mid-morning, I'll make another cup or maybe I'll have a cup of tea. Around lunchtime, I like to have a glass of wine to meet my ethanol needs, and, lately, I typically smoke a cigarette to secure a nicotine rush. To keep my afternoon flowing smoothly, I usually have yet another cup of coffee or tea and maybe a few squares of dark chocolate, because I love the dramatic brown feeling I get from the theobromine, anandamides, phenylethylamine, and other psychoactive drugs found in dried and fermented cacao beans. I suppose the sugar is also giving me a little buzz. Evenings are something of a free-for-all. More wine or maybe a cocktail, another cigarette, and fairly often some tetrahydrocannabinol, which is even arguably legal where I live. Or maybe I'll hike or bike to experience a rush from the endorphins and other drugs produced by exercise. In certain months, I'll maybe even meditate to rearrange my neurotransmitters and to get the glow of profundity precipitated by contact with the divine. And also, self-righteousness is something of a druggy high, one I indulge in with sad frequency. In other words, most days I'm mostly buzzed most of the time, especially when I watch TV. And I don't think I'm so different from most people. Really, it doesn't seem crazy to suggest that nearly all of us, nearly all of the time, are either a little buzzed or actively working on being a little buzzed. And I think it's been that way for 100,000 years or more and will continue to be true. I wonder why. I don't think it's because we're sinful or maladapted to modern conditions or because all of us are trying to evade the pain of existence. Those explanations may be true, but they're not true enough. To get at a more useful and complete explanation, I think we might begin by simply acknowledging that our urges toward inebriation are as intrinsically and inescapably human as our urges toward reproduction or self-expression or language. That humanness is ineluctably linked to stupefaction and inebriation and euphoria and drunkenness and hallucinatory insight. If we can do that, if we can admit that, whether by design or evolution, we are a species that wants to get high, then maybe we can begin to understand the urge and get more out of it. In other words, maybe the buzz isn't the problem. Maybe the problem is denying that we want to be buzzed. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.